Jack London, The Seed of McCoy, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. The Pyrenees, her iron sides pressed low in the water by her cargo of wheat, rolled sluggishly and made it easy for the man who was climbing aboard from out a tiny outrigger canoe. As his eyes came level with the rail, so that he could see inboard, it seemed to him that he saw a dim, almost indiscernible haze. It was more like an illusion, like a blurring film that had spread abruptly over his eyes. He felt an inclination to brush it away, and the same instant he thought he was growing old and that it was time to send to San Francisco for a pair of spectacles. As he came over the rail, he cast a glance aloft at the tall masts and next at the pumps. They were not working. There seemed nothing the matter with the big ship, and he wondered why she had hoisted the signal of distress. He thought of his happy islanders and hoped it was not disease. Perhaps the ship was short of water or provisions. He shook hands with the captain, whose gaunt face...